Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the news hour. Hey, we've got Laura Kennard in with us talking about stuff to do with regard to networking in the greater Des Moines Metro. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you too.
So what do we got going on?
Well, so first of all, I don't think I've ever talked about this before, but you know Creme Cupcake,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And Christina Moffitt, who works with the Small Business Development for Iowa. But she also has Creme, and she started doing a thing once a month, and it's called Girls Night Out. And the reason why I bring this up is because she, in addition to just bringing some ladies together, she always features another women-owned business.
Ah, okay.
And so our friend over at Fusion Boutique is bringing some of her stuff to Creme. And they have this very good almond champagne, by the way, that I have that every time. And then they have some door prizes also from different businesses that are women-owned all around the city that they do during. So it's been a really well-attended, very nice event, and once a month. And that's tomorrow night, 5 to 9. So it's one of those things you can just come whenever you can come.
Sure.
And then if you stay the whole time, you get a better chance of winning some more stuff, I guess.
More stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So, and that's going to be over at Creme?
That is at Creme. So,
and
yep.
that place is where?
That is located at 543 28th Street, which is right off of Ingersoll.
Yep. Got it.
So, also, the there's a tomorrow night. Let me get the right time on that. It's a SBA workshop. Oh, well, and also, we have a couple things tomorrow. SBA workshop, Jane Armstrong, SBA District Director, will present program on SBA loan opportunities.
Got it. Okay.
So that might be important for someone that's been thinking about starting a business and needs to know about that. That's actually in the morning, 8:30 in the morning. And West Side and Downtown Chambers present. So if you go to the Downtown Chamber website, I mentioned last time that they have a really nice organization, and you can register for it there, and I'll show the location.
That's our Jennifer.
So also we have April Startup Stories, which will be tomorrow. I'm sorry, on the 20th, 11:30 a.m. April Startup Studies. Ben O'Connor, Higher Learning Technologies, will be the April guest, 11:30 to 1, so that's over lunch. And we want to be the best and the only choice for mobile educational publishing, so that's what he'll be talking about.
Interesting.
Yes, and it's a Coralville-based company. So, and that is held at, you always have to remind
me. Partnership.
Well, April Startup Stories.
Right, no.
Oh, my goodness. There it is. 700 Locust Street.
Oh, that's it's the partnership building.
Oh, it is the partnership building. Why do I not know this?
See, I don't know.
It never sticks in my head. Yes, yeah. Partner, Square One, Des Moines, yeah. Partnership building. Okay, that's what I was getting it confused about.
It.
Sorry. You said partnership. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Okay.
We also have Wednesday, 11:30 to 1. So competitively, Women of Vision. That's at Adventureland Inn in Altoona. And that's a monthly thing they're also doing. And we also have the big event that we've been talking about a little bit, which is the Young Entrepreneurs Convention, already coming up. Their launch party the night before is Friday night, April 22nd. And you can still attend that. And then, of course, all day long on Saturday is the convention part.
Brandon Adams.
And then that just moves us into an event that is coming up with the strategies to win using social media to increase your business. This is a save your date for the 28th.
Right, and that's for the Social Media
Social
Club.
Media Club, and that's at the Iowa Hall of Pride.
Got
so
it.
You can start reserving for that as well. This week at A Million Cups, by the way, the whole
Wednesday
morning, they're going to be focusing on more of the creative side of innovation. So if you're interested in more of the film. I think it's a film company that'll be presenting.
Cool.
So,
all right. I'm doing something. I got a little something. Yeah. I get to speak to the American Business Women's Association.
Oh.
On Thursday evening, as a matter of fact. I'm going to be at Sam and Gabe's in Urbandale, I believe that is.
Who's putting that on?
The American Business Women's Association, ABWA.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, five things any business can do.
Oh, you mentioned
in 5 and 24. Yeah.
Right.
So that's what we're going to be
it's
talking about.
It's a very good topic
Sam
that
and
you've
Gabe's.
Done before.
Oh,
it is
done it all over the country, good. And it's a lot of fun, and it gives people an opportunity to stretch themselves a little bit for
Perfect.
Business. Got a social media tip for us?
Well, I do. I have some tips talking about what to post. People never know what to post in terms of engagement. We keep talking about that. So I found this fun little list of things to just kind of get people's brains going. Quotes are popular. Tips on something mm-hmm. in your industry, behind-the-scene photos of your business, your product photos, questions and polls, good content from other users, your own blog posts, competition announcements, event information, testimonials, funny snippets from your life. If you're a business owner, sometimes, of course, video, and I tried out a bunch of live video mm-hmm. on Facebook over while I was in Disney, which I wasn't supposed to say, and also fill in the blanks. Interesting facts, sneak peek photos of things coming up, old popular content, and recommendations.
You know, one of the things that you just mentioned, nearly every single one of those things that are popular, you know, mm-hmm. what to post on social media, mm-hmm. nearly every one of those things have something in common. And what is that? People want to know the back story of business.
Do.
They want to know the relationship of that business to other customers, what really goes on behind
right.
the scenes, their inside. We
yeah.
just had this story just before you came in from Chick-fil-A that what they're doing is they are really engaged in giving not every one of their customers something really cool. I mean, for like free food, free tour, and, mm-hmm. and backstories of the, but only select ones, and they're
oh.
yeah, and it's paid off in spades for them.
Really?
So yeah, so
that's
that
very cool.
so when you're listening to what Laura just said, social media top tips for what to post, anything that has to do with the backstory because folks want to know.
They want to feel good about where they're giving
absolutely.
Their business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, they want to know that you're yeah. human.
That's
at
right.
At the same time. Laura Absolutely. Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, our regular correspondent for networking and for social media tips. Thanks so much.
All right. No
All right. Coming up, we have an interview with the president and CEO of Wells Blue Bunny. Yeah. Mike Wells in studio with us. That's coming up next. We're going to be talking about the ice cream business, his business. How many generations have they been doing this? That's all coming up next on the Business News Hour. Okay.